This is a children's meeting. That's what the schedule says. And I'm glad to see so many young men, but I don't see very many young women. I don't see any girls on this side. If we could have, please, I'd really appreciate it, especially for children this morning. Could you please, younger children, if you could come to the front row, I'd appreciate it. I'm going to need some volunteers this morning, and I would like, we're kind of spread out, and it would be nice if we could fill up the front rows. Yeah. Why don't we have all the boys come over here too, and if we can fill up both sides, that would be good. Maybe even through this row here too. Thank you. Thank you very much. While the more children are coming, we have, especially on the back side, children's hymns. But you can choose the ones off the back or off the any part of this book. And if there's something that you would like to sing that's not in the book that you think we know, let's sing that. Because I think we're going to sing at least I'm thinking of a song that's not in the book that most of you know. Why don't you boys come over here? This is good. Thank you very much. Thanks, Dave. Who has a song they'd like to sing this morning? Please raise your hand and I'll pick you if you have one. Yes. 11? Is it this 11 or a different 11? This 11. Okay. Number 11. Will your anchor hold in the storms of life? When the clouds unfold their wings of strife, when the strong tides lift and the cables strain, will your anchor drift or firm remain? We have an anchor that keeps us so steadfast and sure while the billows roll. Fastened to the rock which can you came. Over here is good. Then your work overflow. We, number 11, that keeps the soul steadfast and sure while the billows roll. Fastened to the sometimes we sing these songs, and they're fun to sing. But sometimes, especially children, aren't listening very good, or they are listening good, and they get the wrong message. What is this song about? Jasper? What is this song about?
I was going to say that it tells us that we have God to hold us together and that He helps our soul to be together and not to drift away.
That's very good. I thought they were going to say it's about an anchor and a ship, and my brother used to sing, "Fasten to the rocket that cannot move." Well, he didn't know what he was singing about. This is talking about, it's using the example about an anchor for our souls. How many have been out in the ocean in a boat where you don't know how deep it is underneath you and felt afraid? Raise your hand. I've been out in the ocean and you know, it's pretty scary, especially if the wind starts to blow and it's dark or it's foggy and you can be crashed into the rocks and everybody drown. My grandfather, he was on a ship like that one time. He was, it was a terrible storm and the ship got stuck in the sand, and the waves took and smashed the boat, broke the boat apart, took the parts of the boat and smashed it against the ship. What do you think he should have done? He thought he was going to die. What should he have done? What do you think?
Get off the ship.
Get off the ship. That's the best thing if there's land around. But it was in the middle of the ocean. It was pretty far from land, and he needed help. He got down on his knees, and he remembered one verse when he was in Sunday school, like you children. "Call upon me in the day of trouble, and I will answer you, and I will deliver thee, and thou shalt glorify me." Well, to tell you the truth, he said, "Lord, will you please save my soul? I want to be saved, because if I die, I'm not ready to go." He'd learned about the Lord when he was a little boy, and he'd forgot him for years. And he said, "And if you save me so I can live on earth a little bit longer, I'll spend the rest of my life and tell others about the Lord." Do you know what happened? One of his friends took their shirt, dipped it in oil, and he climbed to the very highest part of the boat, up the mast, and he lit it on fire. What do you think that was for? What was it?
Signal.
A signal for what?
Help.
It was calling for help. Calling for help. Someone far away on the shore that couldn't see the ship saw a light out in the storm. They sent lifeboats out and they saved him. And he spent the rest of his life saved from his sins and telling others about the Lord. This is about, if you don't know the Lord as your Savior, it's like you have no anchor, and sooner or later you'll be dashed against the rocks, and you'll lose not only your life here on earth, but the judgment to come after. We're going to say the verse, How many people, I'd just like to know, how many people are ready to say their verse this morning, either the one in the Sunday school paper or another verse? Raise your hand if you remember the verse that was in the Sunday school paper last week. Okay, we've got a few. I'd like to give you an opportunity. Good, good, thank you. I'll give you an opportunity to say that in a few minutes. Let's sing a few more songs. Raise your hand if you have a song you'd like to sing. Yes. Number 5. Oh, that's good. Oh, happy day that fixed my choice. Talking to a lady this morning, and she said, it just spoke to my heart at the conference. Somebody said, it's good when you get up in the morning to thank the Lord for washing your sins away every day. You know, it just, you're not, there's no more judgment. You've passed from judgment to life. The verse just escaped me. Help me out with that verse. Pass not into judgment. Not condemned, but pass from judgment to life. Pass from death unto life. What's the first part? Sorry. It's a senior moment for both of us. He that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me hath everlasting life and shall not come into judgment, but is passed from death unto life. We're going to read some the verses that some of the children will say this morning, and it's a scary thing when you know you're guilty and you deserve punishment, judgment. Let's sing two more songs, and then we'll say the verses. Yes. Number 8, please. Yes, every soul by sin oppressed. That means it's like pressing down on you. There's mercy with the Lord. If there's no mercy, there's no hope. I'm sorry, 8. Shall we gather is coming. Thank you for helping me out. Shall we gather at his coming? Maybe we can sing one or two more later. But right now, let's look to the Lord for help. And then we're going to say the verses. Close our eyes and look to the Lord. Our loving God and our Father, we give thanks for the time this morning with the children and the adults here, where we can sing about, oh, happy day that fixed my choice. And now we've just finished singing. Yes, we'll gather at his coming if cleansed or if washed by the Savior's blood. And Lord, we're concerned this morning that there may be some children here this morning that still have not listened to thy voice. They don't love thy voice because they've never come to have their sins forgiven. We do pray that they would be washed in the Savior's blood. We do pray for a clear message this morning for each one of us, that we would hear and obey Thy words, our God and Father, and the words of our Lord Jesus Christ. Thank Thee for the children that have learned the verses, that have got them in their minds, and can say them out of their mouths. And we do pray that they would believe them in their hearts, and be saved, and trust Thee, and go on their way rejoicing every day, telling others. Pray for help for them to remember their verses this morning, in the name, and pray for the talk too, Lord, that the message would be simple and clear. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, amen. Amen. You do not have to say a verse this morning, but I'd like to give you an opportunity. If you do have a verse, just raise your hand. I'll just start at this side, and only the people that want to raise their hands have to say the verse, or can say the verse. Please raise your hand on this side of the room if you'd like to. Would you please stand up and say your verse?
Come now, let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. Isaiah 1:18.
Thank you.
Now let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be as red as crimson, scarlet, they shall be as snow. Though your sins be as crimson, they shall be as wool. Isaiah 1:18.
Do you want to say your verse? Raise your hand.
Come now, let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they be as red as crimson, they shall be as wool. Isaiah 1:18.
Come now, let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be like scarlet, they shall be white as snow. Though your sins be red as crimson, they shall be white as wool. Isaiah 1:18.
Thank you. Any more here on this side? We've got some more boys over here. Good.
Come now, and let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be red as crimson, they shall be as white as wool. No, though they be red like crimson, they shall be as white as wool. Isaiah 1:18.
Thank you.
Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. Isaiah 1:18.
Thank you. Any more here?
Come now and let us reason together, saith the Lord, though your sins be though your sins be scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though your sins be as red as crimson, they shall be as white as wool. Isaiah 1:18.
Thank you. Girls, do you have any you want to say the verse? You all help me out, because I can't see all the hands.
Come now, let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be red, though your sins be as scarlet, they will be as white as snow. Though your sins be as crimson, they shall be as wool. Isaiah 1:18.
Thank you. Anyone else will come down this way? Help me out if we have some other ones.
Come now and let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be like scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though your sins be as crimson, they shall be as wool. Isaiah 1:18.
Come now and let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be like scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. Isaiah 1:18.
Very good. Want to say it? Very well. Let's, that's a pretty long verse, a pretty hard verse, and for little children, it is kind of, I'm going to say, kind of hard to understand. What's the problem in the verse, and what is the solution in the verse? Do you know what the problem is, in the verse is? Is there a problem people have?
The problem is that our sin is like red, like crimson.
Yes, the problem is sin. Sin is there anyone here that doesn't have sin? Sin is any bad thing against God or man. Is there anyone here that has never done anything against God or man? I think it's very clear. The Bible says there is no difference. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. But God doesn't want people to have to be punished for their sin. The wages of sin is death. You and I are sinners. And this is talking in Isaiah's time, before the Lord Jesus came. Isaiah is warning these people. He says, listen, people, please, listen to me. You got to get right with God. God wants to have a meeting with you. This is a children's meeting. Sometimes we go to the meeting. Who do we go to meet?
Jesus.
We go to meet Jesus. The one who came to this earth to pay for sins with his own blood. What cleans sins away?
If you believe on the Lord, that He'll wash your sins away.
Yes. Whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. The sins are gone. The blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, cleans us from all sin. Now, I'm going to read a few verses here in Isaiah. Better put my glasses on. Isaiah 1:18. Come now, let us reason together, saith the Lord. Let's have a meeting. I want you to think about it, is what it's saying. Though your sins be as scarlet, that's a color of red, they shall be white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, that's the color for WSU, they shall be as wool. If ye be willing and obedient, and eat the good of the land. If ye be willing and obedient, ye shall eat the good of the land. If you listen to what God says, it'll go well with you. But if you refuse and rebel, ye shall be devoured with the sword. You know, they didn't have guns or bombs in those days. But they all understood what to be devoured with the sword is. You'd lose your life. If you refuse and rebel, you shall be devoured with the sword, for the mouth of the Lord hath spoken it. The mouth of the Lord has spoken. God is using Isaiah to call the people to repent. Think about it. God wants you to think about it with Him. What are you going to do about your sins? You know, I meet a lot of people, some of them are very religious, and I ask them, well, what are you going to do about, how do you get rid of your sins? And many of them have these plans, well, from now on you can do this or that. But what are you going to do about that? God requires that which is past. What are you going to do about your sins? How do you get rid of your sins? They've already been committed. You're already guilty. God says, I want to talk about it. There's a way. There's always been a way for people to repent. And there is a way that people can be saved. I'm going to read the verses at the beginning of the chapter. Isaiah 1, verse 2. Hear, O heavens. Give ear, O earth. For the Lord hath spoken. I've nourished and brought up children. They've rebelled against me. Rebellion means they say, no, I don't want to. Whatever it is, no. You've even seen kids, their parents say their name and they put their fingers like this in both ears. What does that mean? What does that mean? Do you know what that means when people put their fingers in their ears?
They're not listening?
Yeah, it means that not only are they not listening, they're not wanting to listen. That is rebellion. So, I've nourished and brought up children and they've rebelled against me. The ox knows his own owner. The ass or the donkey, his master's crib. But Israel doth not know. My people doth not consider. They don't even want to think about it. Ah, sinful nation, a people laden with iniquity or sins, a seed of evildoers, children that are corruptors, they've forsaken the Lord, they have provoked the Holy One of Israel to anger, and have gone away backward. That was the beginning of this chapter. I have cows over at our house, and I say, here, boss, what do you think the cows do? They may have their head down, they're eating grass, and I say, here, boss, what do you think they do? Have any idea? You have an idea? You have an idea? I haven't answered. Some of you haven't answered. What do you think they do?
They walk over to you?
Yes. They put their head up, they look back and forth, and then they start coming. They know my voice. If other kids are playing around, they don't necessarily listen. But God, our Creator, our owner, is calling out to men and women, and it says even children. He's brought up children, and they don't want to listen. I'd like to do a little test this morning to see how good you children are listening. I'd like at least 4 volunteers for a listening test. Okay, we've got one. I'll take you. What's your name? Joseph? What's your name?
Joseph.
Okay. You stand right. Just stand up right here. Your name, please?
Amber.
Amber, can you stand up next to him? Okay.
Ben.
Ben? Ben, please come up here. And what's your name?
Kylie.
Kylie. Okay, you stand. Kylie, you stand on this side. All right. We're going to see. This is a test. I want somebody on this side of the room, I want you to call out Kylie's name. And I want her to test if she knows who you are. You don't have to know her, but you can know her. Would anyone on this side of the room like to call Kylie's name? We have two people here. We've got three people. Okay, would you stand up, please? And don't look. Oh, did you look? Okay. Did you know that? Who is that?
My dad.
Ah, Dad, you've got good hearing. You may go sit down. You're going to get a reward afterwards. On this side, we'd like some people. Now, Ben is standing here. And again, you don't have to know Ben. He doesn't have to know you. But would anyone like to call out Ben's name? I see some over here. I see one. I'm going to ask this man over here. Oh, I didn't say if it was a man or... I didn't want to say if it was a woman or a man or a girl or... Well, would you please call his name? Yes. Do you know who that is? Do you want to guess, or you don't know?
I don't know.
Okay, we'll try somebody else. Maybe it was someone from this side. I think I'll try this big one over here.
Ben.
Tell us something else.
Emma.
Did you recognize that voice? Who is it?
Emma.
Emma. Is that what your name is, Emma? Thank you. You've got a good hearing. Now, again, your name?
Amber.
Amber. Would someone hear... Oh, there's a man... Sorry, I wasn't going to say who it is. Would you please call out her name?
Amber.
Do you know that? That?
Seth Palmer.
Seth Palmer. You got it. Good job. Okay, you may sit down. What's your name?
Joseph.
Joseph. I'm going to have someone on this side call out his name. I think I'm going to have you call it out.
Joseph.
What was that?
That was Joshua.
Joshua. Good. You may sit down. The reason I did that is God has spoken. God has called. And we know there was a time in Joseph's, Samuel's life, he didn't know the Lord yet. But sooner or later, God speaks once, yea, twice, and man perceiveth it not. But when God speaks, we want to listen. And what does he have to say? Sorry about that. God, in this verse in Isaiah, says, though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. If ye be willing and obedient, ye shall eat the good of the land. Do you know, God now commandeth all men everywhere to repent. That means think about it, turn around, and take God's way. What do you think we should repent about? What's the message this morning? What's the problem with man? What does man need to think about and go to God about? Yes, Ben?
Your sins.
Your sins. I am afraid, as you children are growing up, some of you don't understand much about sins to start off with. But But one day you're going to realize you have sins, and what are you going to do about them? Have you ever gone to the Lord and said, I have sins, can you please forgive me? I'm going to just quote some verses in John 10. John chapter 10, I'm the good shepherd, John 10:11. The good shepherd gives his life for the sheep, verse 14. I'm the good shepherd, I know my sheep, and am known of mine. At verse 15, as the Father knoweth me, even so know I the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. The Lord Jesus had to come to pay for sins because we couldn't do it ourselves. When the Lord Jesus was there in the garden the night before they came and captured the Lord Jesus, he kneeled down and he prayed, Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. As a man, I don't want to have to go to the cross. Nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done. If there was any other way to forgive our sins, God would have taken care of it. But there was no other way. It had been prophesied that without the shedding of blood, there'd be no remission of sins. And it had to be holy, spotless, perfect Lamb of God. We can't. The place people pay for their own sins is in hell, and it goes on and on and on and on. But the Lord Jesus didn't have any of his own sins to pay for. And that's why when he died and his blood came out, that blood can cleanse us or clean us from all sin. We can be made white as snow on the inside, holy in God's presence. And that's why we can sing, Happy Day When Jesus Washed My Sins Away. I was going to read some other verses in Luke and some other places. There's one that says, He that hears my... I'll just read it. We have 2 minutes left. This is, Why call ye me Lord, Lord, and do not the things that I say? Whosoever cometh to me and heareth my sayings and doeth them, I'll show you to whom he's like. He's like a man which built a house, dig deep, laid the foundation upon a rock. It's like the first song we sang, fastened to the rock that can't move. And when the flood arose, the stream beat vehemently upon that house, and it could not shake it, for it was founded on a rock. You know, there in John 10, it says, My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, they follow me, and I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish. Neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. My Father which gave them me, greater than I, neither can any man pluck them out of my Father's hand. In other words, it's better than a rock. It's in the hands of God. You're safe. And you'll know the voice of the Lord. You'll want to hear the voice of the Lord. You'll want to obey. The Holy Spirit will want you to. If you don't feel like it, and you don't want to, and there's no love in your heart for the one that died to save you from your sins, you're probably still lost and need to be saved. Come to the Lord. If you're understanding this, please come to the Lord before it's too late. Let's just close in prayer. And then I'd like those that came up and helped me with the listening test to come for a reward. You heard. You knew the voice, and you Each one knows when God is calling. And He wants you not only to listen, but He wants you to obey and do. And you'll be like that man that built his house on the rock. Let's pray. Our loving God and our Father, we thank Thee for sending the Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, to be the Savior of the world. Our God and Father, thank You for sending prophets and just normal people to bring Your word so that people could hear Your word, to hear and obey. Lord, we take Your word and thank You that we have it. We do pray for any that is still in their sins, that they would come because of the work of our Lord Jesus Christ. They would confess their sin and receive forgiveness of sins forever. We pray for those of us that do know Thee, Lord, that we would hear Thy voice and not be rebellious children, but that we would trust and obey. We pray these things, pray for the rest of the day and for the remembrance of our Lord that's to follow, that we would truly enter into Thy thoughts for us, the great salvation that's been wrought, and the honor and glory that's gone to Thee, our God. We pray it in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.